USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are moving forward in eastern Ukraine after a suspected missile strike from Russia killed at least 52 people at a train station Friday. More than 100 were hurt in the attack. Nate Mook with World Central Kitchen was in the area shortly after the attack.
The damage was spread out from the platform all the way to the outside of the station. There were cars that had been on fire that had been put out by the fire department. There were individuals that had burned alive in these cars.
Mook describing the scene to ABC News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. A spokeswoman says that the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Grief is being expressed across the NFL for Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins. Florida authorities say he was killed while trying to cross an interstate Saturday morning. The Ohio State standout signed with the Steelers last season after two seasons with the Washington Commanders. An investigation into the crash is underway. Actor Will Smith says he accepts and respects the decision to ban him from the Oscars for a decade. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences made the decision as they sought to punish him for slapping comedian Chris Rock during the 94th Academy Awards. Rock made a joke at the expense of Smith's wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith. The Academy said in a statement that the Oscars were meant to be a celebration, but that was overshadowed by Smith's unacceptable and harmful behavior. Wall Street had its first losing week in about a month. For the week, the Dow fell 97 points, the Nasdaq down 551 points, and the S&P 500 was off 58. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty of conspiracy, but the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Crofts Jr. Defense attorney Michael Hill celebrated the outcome.
I think what the FBI did is unconscionable, and I think the jury just sent them a message loud and clear that these tactics are not going to be, you know, we're not going to condone what they've done here.
Fox and Crofts remain in custody as federal prosecutors decide whether to retry them again. Three people were killed following a robbery at a gun range in a rural area southeast of Atlanta. The owner of the range, along with his wife and grandson, were the victims. 40 weapons and a video camera were taken. State authorities are investigating, with the ATF called in due to the number of weapons stolen. President Biden has tested negative for COVID, despite other top politicians in Washington contracting the virus.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president follows strict COVID protocols, including regular testing. This comes on the heels of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi testing positive for COVID after being at the White House on Tuesday.
That was USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting from the Phoenix Bureau. Listen to us anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.